We are here to report on the sentencing of Lisa Noble. Lisa Noble was sentenced this morning by Judge William Bowler to a state prison sentence of an indeterminate amount of time of 8 to 19 years. As you may recall, Lisa Noble pled guilty a couple of months ago to stealing from St. Amelia's Church in Tonawanda and from stealing from an audiologist at the same time. This sentence brings to conclusion this case in which Ms. Noble stole over $400,000 from St. Amelia's for a time period between April and August of 2023. She did it in four different ways, her theft from St. Amelia's. She did a fraudulent transfers, which essentially she took money directly from St. Amelia's accounts and put them in her own personal accounts in the amount of $240,000. She also used check fraud, which were, she basically took three checks that she forged and made payable to herself and to two other entities, and she was able to cash and use those checks in the amount of $71,000. And then she took $61,000 in cash from bingo games being run by St. Amelia's. And finally, the credit card, she had put a credit card basically in her name, and she was able to steal $48,000 from St. Amelia's. So those are the four different ways in which she stole approximately $420,000 from St. Amelia's. There was, the way this came to light and she was found out was maybe the last transaction, which was she stole $20,000 from St. Amelia's in order to buy four tickets to a concert in Kansas City to attend a Taylor Swift concert. And she also took a limousine, and she used the credit card in that she had put in her name to go to this concert. And a coworker essentially discovered it, and that's what started the investigation. That, in turn, gave life to an investigation that had been underway by our office, where she had stolen from an audiologist that she had worked for. The audiologist initially reported to us that he thought that she had stolen about $20,000. It actually turns out that she stole $780,000 from him. That took place between the years of 2016 to 2023. And essentially what she did there was check diversion, where she created a separate bank account, and she basically took checks made payable to the audiologist and put them in her own bank account. she originally claimed that she had permission and consent with respect to the monies that she was accused of stealing from the audiologist. We were in the process of investigating that case and trying to come up with the evidence and the proof to prosecute her for that case. When she had been terminated by the audiologist, she went to work for St. Amelia's, and in the course of 4 months, she stole over $400,000. So the case was finally brought to a conclusion. As you may recall, she fled the jurisdiction. She was apprehended down in North Carolina and brought back here. And she pled guilty to the entire indictment. We did not give her a reduced plea. We did not let her plead to anything other than the entire indictment. And we are pleased with the sentence. The two victims, the Catholic Church and the audiologist, are pleased with the guilty plea and the acceptance, her acceptance of responsibility, and the lengthy sentence. She's going to do at least 8 years, up to 19 years in state prison. As I'm sure you're aware, at 8 years, she will become eligible for parole. Doesn't mean she's going to get paroled right away. So she will serve at least 8 years and could serve as much as 19 years on the convictions that she pled guilty to and that Judge Bowler sentenced her to today. So it concludes a long investigation, an investigation where people were put at risk because she had fled the jurisdiction, and the U.S. Marshals was assisting our local police agencies with trying to apprehend her. And finally, when they were able to do so, they were able to bring her back here without any further incident, and she's accepted responsibility, and fortunately the judge sentenced her to a long period of time. So that concludes the investigation. It concludes this long ordeal, and this woman stole over $1 million from the two different places where she worked, St. Amelia's and this audiologist. So it's a good result. It's a very good sentence, and we're pleased with the outcome. So any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
$1 million, the judge mentioned she didn't have a penny of it left. How does that go unnoticed by these companies that guys would recommend that they could watch out for. The judge specifically said the Catholic Church has been kind of failing at that when they hire these people to handle the finances.
Yeah. So I want to be careful with how I answer that, because it sounds like if you criticize the victims, we're victim blaming, okay? I mean, people that are clever, that are smart, and that they ingratiate themselves with these employers, they build their trust, they're essentially con artists, and she was able to get away with it. So obviously every company should have internal controls to try to prevent this kind of thing, but I wouldn't blame the Catholic Church, and I wouldn't blame the audiologist. She was determined to steal. She did so. Unfortunately, she was able to steal a lot of money, and you're right. Chances of them seeing any of it back in restitution is pretty slim, but at least she has been caught. She's been stopped. She's not going to do this in the future, at least not for the next 8 to 9 years and up to as many as 19 years. So,
the fact that she fled the state, did that add on to her potential sentence?
That would be up to the judge. I don't know if he took that into consideration. So the judges obviously make the decision on the sentencing. We made the decision to not offer her a plea, in part because she fled the state. We were never going to offer her a reduced plea, but when she fled the state, we had previously considered offering her a plea to the two highest counts in the indictment. As a practical matter, it didn't make a whole lot of difference, because the judge sentenced her to that 8 to 19 years, which is the higher end of the mid-range. She could have gotten as much as 30 years. She could have gotten as little as 1.5 to 3 years.
All this investigation took place before you began, assumed your position now. Did it was under your predecessor, did they handle this investigation in the way that they should have? We just heard from you folks, you solved a crime that involved a twisted DNA in less than one day. And yet you have an audiologist who has apparently said, hey, this took longer than it should have. Could this have been solved faster than it was, given that there were bank records and it was a paper trail?
Yeah, I think we handled the investigation the way we should have. Okay. She had some claims that she had been given consent to take the money, and we needed to disprove them, and we needed to conduct the investigation. I am not going to disparage the audiologist, but that was we were working on that for months and months. I understand his frustration that it took time to come to a conclusion, but quite frankly, the fact that she did this with the Catholic Church gave us it was really the same MO, the same modus operandi that she used in stealing from the audiologist. And when that happened, we got a confession from her. We got a confession almost immediately when we started the investigation into the Catholic Church theft. She did not confess with respect to the audiologist. In fact, she denied it. She said she had consent. And so they're completely different cases and completely different circumstances. I understand the question. Look, I would love to be able to solve every crime within 24 hours, like the earlier case we talked about, but they're all different, and the circumstances in each of these cases are all different.
Is she on the hook for any sort of restitution?
Yeah, there's a confession judgment that she will sign, but quite frankly, I wouldn't expect her to repay any of it.
Can you explain the MO again, like how she got away with this?
How she got away with it, or how she did it?
Yeah, how she did it.
So which case, Maki? The St. Amelia's?
You said it was
St. Amelia's. So with respect to St. Amelia's, she used four different methods. The first was a fraudulent transfer, where basically she took from St. Amelia's bank accounts and transferred the money into her own bank accounts. That's what she was able to do. That's a fraudulent transfer. The second way she did it was she committed fraud in issuing checks, where she forged the signature of priests on three different checks. And that was in the amount of, I think, $71,000. That was the second way with respect to St. Amelia's. The third way was that she stole cash directly from the proceeds of the bingo games that St. Amelia's ran. And the fourth way was that she had a credit card issued essentially in her name that allowed her to buy the Taylor Swift tickets that I talked about, to pay for the limousine, and to pay for some other things. And that is actually where it turned on her, where she was discovered, because they had another bookkeeper looking at the books, and that person discovered the Taylor Swift tickets, and also knew that Lisa Noble was in Kansas City at that time. So it quickly unraveled from there. Anybody else?
Yeah, Like digital wire transfers, is what you're talking about, like so she...
Yes. Yes. That was with respect to the first one.